And that is a privilege. That is a privilege you earn now, so that by living the life of selfless service, you become the bride adorned for the bride, for the bridegroom. That is the purity born of the fire of truth, which opens you to the capacity to receive your own spirit. It is that selfless service which prepares you for the union with your own spirit. It has nothing to do with human will. That is the divine will expressed through the prophets. And in that union with your own spirit, earned by your fidelity to being a pure, dedicated, selfless soul, Christ is born. You see it all in the life of Mary. Wanting nothing, seeking nothing, just purity. A visible symbol of what the interior consciousness of each of us is invited to share in. And the reason we explain it this way at this moment is because you earn the privilege of being a dedicated soul in the fifth universe of soul by being a dedicated soul right here in the mortal appearance world. And so this soul dedication here then becomes a continued soul dedication in your soul universe, but on a higher, quickened level. Right now we're working on a very slow level. This world to your soul is slow motion. All of it. It's really a sort of a God blackboard. It's as if God were taking us all to the blackboard and pointing and saying, see this, see that. This world of time and space and images is the blackboard that your soul uses to study. And it all moves in slow motion so that your soul can see very clearly what's happening. But there is a quickening. And in that quickening, a strange transformation takes place. The quickening changes your world right where others are standing in a different world that does not change. You are lifted out of the same concepts as the rest of the world. You are lifted out of the area of terror, above the terror, out of the area of disease, above the disease, and out of the area of corporeality into incorporeal awareness. This strange, invisible transmutation takes place right where the world is and seems to be. It's as if an invisible hand just tapped you on the shoulder and said, you are chosen. But because you have earned the right by living in service to the soul. Now, service may start out as just being a good person. But you know that there is the inner direction that comes. And then there is the obedience to the inner direction. There is the inner ear and the inner eye. And there is the heart that feels what eyes cannot see. And there is a response to this divine impulse, and obedience to it is service. In your divine service, you do not decide what you are going to do. But Christ, through your soul, gives you the guidance, the direction, And when you serve this guidance unquestioningly, without fear, without personal motives, you are finding yourself in the realm of the soul universe even before you enter it fully. And you walk in this world visibly, but you walk in the soul universe under the guidance and protection of divine law. It would be nice if we could all say, I know I'm in that state now. Maybe some of us feel more than a tinge of it. But to be aware that it exists is probably more important at this point than whether or not we're in it. We must acknowledge the presence of the soul universe here. We must learn how to walk in it while the world sees these forms. One word from an individual can tell you if that individual is moving in and through the soul universe or the world mental universe. And you know how your human households are changed by the spirit? Even more so when you enter your soul awareness. You find your soul household changes invisibly. The degree of fidelity you are exhibiting to the soul in your selfless service to the divine impulse determines your soul household, determines those who commune with you, and the degree of soul wisdom that flows through you. Each step along the way is bolstered, strengthened by the constant reminder that God is I am. God is I am. God in me, I in the Father, one. And the kingdom of God within me is becoming evident through my capacity to live in the soul, lifting me above human vibrations, above limited human dimensions, into the miracle of divine soul power, expressing the perfect will and wisdom of the Father. And so Jesus again says to us all, don't think of me as a man. Remember, I am just a visible symbol. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father, and the Father in me and the Father in you are one. What I am doing is what the Spirit of God is doing within your soul every moment. Let us see now if we can glimpse our soul realm a little more clearly. Let us remove this hotel from our consciousness. Let us accept our soul as the area where we live. Not a body, not a mind, but the larger invisible area of the soul is where we live, so large that even if there were a hotel within it, it would be smaller than a pea. So large that six continents would not even be the size of a condominium. I am the infinite soul of the Father. Expand to that, just as science talks of the expanding universe. Let yourself flow outward until you do not feel the confinement of even mental form. Just flow out with the freedom of an astronaut in space. Infinite soul I am. All of it I am. All invisible, all present, all divine substance, all one without division. All alive. The life of God that inhabits my invisible soul is the only life I am. Ever indivisible, ever without opposite, ever supreme, because it is the only life. That life I am. God is life, I am life. God is spiritual law, I am spiritual law. God is dominion, I am dominion. In myself, there's nothing to have dominion over. All is I. God did not create mortality. Is there a mortality that you can go back to? Or is that journey completely imaginary? And so when you go back to what appears to be mortality, the fact that it appears that way does not mean that you must accept it. In short, it is possible not to go back to mortality, but simply to appear to go back. You cannot go back to what God didn't exist because it isn't there. What God didn't create cannot exist. You cannot go back to mortality. There's no way. Nor can you leave mortality. It isn't there. The Son of God is aware of this. The shock of knowing it completely would be too much. And so ever so gently, you will learn that there is no mortality to go back to or to depart from. It never was. You can awaken from that dream of mortality. You can awaken from all of the forms of unreality that existed in that dream. Gradually. But you will do it not by working from within the dream and trying to imagine you're out of it, but rather by letting your soul do the work in the absence of your mental faculties. This is difficult, to release your so-called self. But we're no longer babes in spirit, exactly. When you have heard the phrase, "Let the little children come unto me," The Father was talking to your soul, which is the child of God. Let your soul come unto the Father, for your soul is a little child. But it will grow and grow and grow in your consciousness until it too is saying, God is, I am. I am suggesting to you that you find a way to give yourself to some form of selfless work, whether it's an hour a week or a month or maybe something of great importance in the world, but give yourself to it. And then listen until your soul is attuned to, in some way, directing that effort to get yourself started on the idea of serving the will of the Father in your soul. If it's personal, you see, you're not serving the will of the Father. You're not about your Father's business. But we want to see that the soul universe is what we're being lifted into, where selfless dedication to the will of God will be our total apprenticeship for one complete universe, until in our soul there isn't 1 ounce of self that is not divine self, not 1 ounce of self-will. A complete training period. And in that training period, as a soul, you will be sent on many missions. Pray within yourself that you reach that day of consciousness when your soul is sent on many missions. For this is the path of resurrection. The rising soul of your being has a rendezvous with your spirit. It is ascending toward your spirit. And waiting at the other side of that marriage is your realization of your immaculate self. The self that ever was you before the world was and is now, but beyond reach of our momentary sense of consciousness. We are being reborn of the spirit, regenerated by our own soul, that we may be born of God and walk this earth as the living Son of God. For a moment you have fallen back into mortal sense of self, let's do something about it right now. I think you should know by now that you have a tremendous capacity for overcoming human obstacles. It's a capacity beyond belief. It's just a matter of knowing that you are the cause and not the effect. For example, you could be very weary right now. You have a capacity to unweary yourself. simply my knowing that the nature of your being is not weariness. You've fallen into a state of a self that isn't. You could be deathly sick, and you have a tremendous capacity to see that the soul of you couldn't cause that. And as you literally hoist yourself back into soul position, you can be amazed by your own soul power. These are very important moments when you are called upon to reject the claims of the world upon you and to meet them with the dominion of your own soul in such a way that you do not accept the condition as part of your being. Do you see that? Stressing the fact that you do not accept the condition as part of your being and do not fall in the trap of trying to change or remove the condition, but to know that I am the soul itself under divine law, incapable of producing this corporeal problem. And as you feel the substance of your soul, you will find the outer substance of your so-called form responding to the truth of your being as you firm that inner knowing. And this is the law of spirit having total dominion over this world. The only pain that exists is in those moments when you are forming that solid consciousness of truth, which releases the soul power that is you. If during this seminar there are some of you who have ideas that on things that you would like to see us dwell on in world work, write them down on a sheet of paper and put them on the desk here. I know there'll be 10 on world peace. There'll be others, but we're looking for something that we can do together and see with our own eyes what it is doing. Put your suggestions down. Let us have them. Tomorrow, the next day. Maybe we'll take some of these things home with us to do. We don't know. I hope we have some awareness then of a direction here, of a totally different kind of direction than personal achievement. And let's have a meditation or two now on a different subject. The power of here and the power of now. Borders on science fiction. But everything must be known consciously to be here. For this soul power to express. I mean, there isn't any place in the kingdom of God that isn't here right now. And there is nothing else. That is the soul consciousness that we can and will attain. That all that is in the kingdom of God is here right now. Always. You don't have to reach out for it. But you do have to know it is here, and it is now. And you will find you are able to quickly touch that central core of your being with that knowledge. And you will be catapulted into the consciousness of the here-ness and the now-ness of all reality, so that there isn't anything in reality external to here and now in your soul. And from this proceeds the miracle of one power without opposite. We're resting in the here-ness of the infinity of the kingdom of God. Right inside that little doorway within your chest, closer than breathing, is the infinity of the kingdom of God. And this is not a symbol, this is the truth. Wherever you are on this globe, this will always be true. The infinite kingdom is right here where you are, no matter where you appear to be. And all of it, because it is indivisible. Quicker than the speed of electricity, the truth in consciousness moves through the infinite invisible kingdom, wielding its perfect power. And if it has an outlet in your soul, it will visibly, tangibly express. You must be in your soul. You must have the awareness of the infinite kingdom being here and now, where you are. And a few other things that you either know or will know as you develop this miraculous capacity to be the living Son of the living God. I did forget to mention that these class tapes are available through Eunice Biggs. Just see Eunice if you're interested. And those of you who want other class tapes, just give her your address, and you'll receive a copy of the tapes that are available. We've only started on our little journey, so tomorrow morning, 9:30 is the meditation, 10 the class. We're becoming one unified soul consciousness. And the power of it should appear. See you in the morning. Thanks very much. Thank you.